While many sources suggest that the origins of Korach's rebellion were some combination of a lust for power, jealousy, or other such petty interests, there are many other sources that suggest that, in fact, there was a deeper, more ideological, more idealistic spiritual rebellion that, in debate, really, that was taking place between Korach and Moshe. One such source is the opening passage of the Kedushas Levi on Parshas Korach. The Kedushas Levi, the famous work of Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, and there he explains in the beginning of our Parsha that we can understand the debate on a deeper level, on a very ideological, fundamental level, when we start with a comment of the Ramban. The Ramban notes that the rebellion of Korach took place as it's presented in the Torah, following the chait of the Meraglim. And it's not a coincidence, says the Ramban, because only after the chait of the Meraglim, once the people had heard the terrible news that they weren't going to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, 40 years, they all going to die in the desert, their relationship with Moshe soured. There was a certain distance that was created, and there Korach exploited that. He had the ripe opportunity to rebel against Moshe. But what was the basis of the rebellion? Says Rav Levi Yitzchak, working off of this Ramban, on a deeper level, it's not just that the Meraglim and the not going Eretz Yisrael provide an explanation for the timing of the rebellion, but on a deeper level, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, that symbolizes the actual arguments in the rebellion itself. Says Rav Levi Yitzchak, we could suggest that there are two models, hypothetically at least, two different models for religious life. There's what he calls the Dor HaMidbar, symbolizing the idea of living a purely spiritual life, as the Jews did in the desert. They had a purely spiritual life, purely intellectual, not attached to the need to live concretely in physicality. They didn't have to worry about their food, their clothing, their protection. Everything was spiritual. They could just focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, he suggests that there is a different model, which he calls Dor Eretz Yisrael, and that refers to the life of Asiya. After all, a life of action is symbolized by the very act of entering and needing to conquer Eretz Yisrael. A complete change from living a life of miracles with the Mon and the Be'er and the Amud Esh and the Anan, etc., to a normal life of farming, military conquest, economy, etc., in Eretz Yisrael. Midbar, he says, is Milashon Dibur. Just like Dibur is a pure essence, there's nothing physical about speech, so too the Dor HaMidbar was a purely spiritual realm. But Eretz Yisrael, he says, that was something much different. This could be contrasted, he says, when we think about the way Moshe and Yoshua respectively led certain battles. When Moshe led battles, which we read about back in Shmos, he just davened and stood there and the miracles happened, the war was won. As opposed to when Yoshua conquers the land, the Navi itself tells us in Sefer Yoshua how he led the people into battle and they really had to fight in a normal way. Says Rav Levi Yitzchak, what's the message? Of course the Torah, in its origins, is ultimately spiritual, intellectual. It was given to Moshe al pi ha-dibur, as we just saw, dibur in Midbar. Of course it was dibur. But at the same time, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, the chiddush of the Torah HaKadosh is that ultimately, that dibur has a hitlabshut gam ba-olam ha-asiya, in his words. The essence of the speech, the essence of the message of the Torah, is and must be ultimately clothed, in his terminology, in the world of action. It must take the form of action. It's not enough to have purely just the dibur, just the ideas. Those ideas need concrete expression through the world of action, through the actual mitzvos. He suggests that this is perhaps what's also alluded to in the pasuk in the Navi Yeshayahu and Perek Mem Dalid, where Hashem says about himself, Ani Rishon v'ani Acharon. What does that mean, how God saying, I am first and I am last? Ani Rishon, we understand. Any way you want to translate the word Rishon, first, best, most important, they all relate to Hashem. But what does that mean, that God is Acharon, he's the last? So Rav Levi Yitzchak explains that on a deeper level, it doesn't mean first and last. What it really means is, Mikatzeh l'katzeh, Hashem is saying, I can be found from the Rishon to the Acharon, from one extreme to the other. In the world of thought, yes, but also in the world of action. In the world of Dibor, yes, but no less in the world of Maaseh. In the world of Ruchnius, but even as well, Olam HaAcharon, in the Olam HaGashmius, Hashem can be found anywhere. Says Rav Levi Yitzchak, when Korach saw that the people were not going into Eretz Yisrael, he mistakenly assumed that and made the mistake that they were now permanently remaining in the world of Dibor, not realizing that it was just going to be a temporary 40-year delay, but when they would go into Eretz Yisrael, ultimately, they would combine the two. But Korach thought, no, this means that we're only going to be in a world of Dibor, and only in a world of Dor HaMidbar, only in a world of pure spirituality, not connected to mitzvos, not connected to physicality. What he didn't understand is that Toras Moshe would ultimately be synthesized in a world of action. That was his mistake. And so beautifully says Rav Levi Yitzchak, that's why when Korach was punished, it's not a coincidence, he was punished with Vatiftach Ha'aretz Espiha. The earth opened up and swallowed him alive. Why of all ways to punish him was it that way? Couldn't Hashem have punished him in so many other ways, which of course he could have? Says Rav Levi Yitzchak, Vatiftach Ha'aretz Milashon Artzius. The Aretz symbolizes the world of action, the concrete, the Gashmi. And it was this specific method that was chosen to punish Korach to symbolize the fact that Toras Moshe is not only in Shamayim, but Tiftach Haaretz, Hashem's world, the Torah, Hashem's presence is found just as much ultimately in the Aretz as well. The combination of the Olam HaAsiyah and the Olam HaDibur. And to concretely express Korach's mistake, it's not only the timing, but also the method of punishment. The earth swallowed him alive to teach him, and more importantly, teach all of us this lesson that Hashem is found and the Torah is expressed in the Olam, in the Hitlabshut of the Asiyah, in the world of the Aretz as well. Just like we saw, Ani Rishon of Ani Acharon, Hashem is in Shemayim, Hashem is in Aretz. Just a final point, the Sefer L'Or Kedushas Levi suggests based on this that perhaps that's a deeper explanation of Korach's argument when it came to the Tcheles. If the whole purpose ultimately is the message, so then a garment that's Kulo Tcheles doesn't need any particular mitzvah. That should be enough, because we have the message. Look at all that Tcheles. But of course he was wrong, because even though there is a message already in the garment being Tcheles, but still need the Olam HaAsiyah. You still need the concrete mitzvah. As important as the Dibur is, it can never replace the mitzvah, the concrete Asiyah. And the mitzvah always needs to be there to give expression to the Dibur.